Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of April 2019. Bombay High Court has quashed the decision of Election Commission of India, ECI, to fill up a casual vacancy in Katol Assembly constituency in Nagpur, calling it arbitrary, discriminatory, unreasonable and violative of principle of rule of law. Supreme Court has cleared way for 25,000 home buyers who have invested money in Jaipee Infratech Limited, JIL, to approach consumer courts against the parent company Jaipee Associates Limited, JAL, for refund or possession of their flats. Supreme Court has acquitted a man sentenced to life imprisonment in a 20-year-old murder case on learning that he was a juvenile at time of commission of the crime in 1998. Delhi High Court has asked Just Del to restrain from using registered mark of PVR or any deceptive variant thereof which is identical or similar to PVR in respect of meter tags in any manner. Bombay High Court has held that there is no requirement for tax deducted at source, TDS, under Section 195 of Income Tax Act for an employee deputed to a foreign company through a manpower contract even if overseas entity exercised supervision and control. Bombay High Court has directed Accidents Claims Tribunal to consider plea of Mumbai Port Trust employee, who met with an accident while participating in a Mumbai-Bengaluru bicycle trip to raise social awareness, for compensation. Allahabad High Court has held that stigma of facing a criminal case as a juvenile cannot stunt someone's employment prospects in adulthood. Madras High Court has recommended that Centre should amend the Employee State Insurance Act, 1948, to cover internal injuries suffered by employees. Madras High Court has dismissed two writ petitions filed against President's decision to rescind poll notification for Vellore parliamentary constituency in wake of complaints of large-scale distribution of cash to voters. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has held that erstwhile promoter of a company undergoing liquidation under Old Companies Act among its other members and not just liquidator can make an attempt for its revival. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, has held that Real Estate, Regulation and Development, Act, 2016, RERA, does not bar filing of a complaints under the Consumer Protection Act, 1986 against a builder-developer. Appellate Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Karnataka has held that the supply of online journals and periodicals to IIM Bangalore is exempted from reverse charge mechanism, RCM, under GST. Authority for Advance Rulings, AAR, Maharashtra has held that Goods and Services Tax, GST, cannot be levied on interest-free security deposit, given for leasing a commercial property.